to Android App Addicts, episode number 376. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Let's introduce the co-hosts before we start. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's going on, Door?
Kumbaya, Steve. How you doing?
Kumbaya. Same to you. I'm doing great.
It's awesome. Awesome. Weather still shiny, bright, beautiful.
It's the clouds. The clouds down here in Florida, they get me. They're fluffy and they're very low. They're lower than most parts of the world, I think.
I don't know if that's good or not, but I trust your judgment on it.
They're pretty.
I got to say, Steve, I'm really sorry. Could I have an update on your cat if it's okay? Because I haven't asked you for over a week now, I think.
You know, it's really slow. Like, she got this treatment to like slow her thyroid down, and it's just been really slow. And I'm noticing a slight change every day. So it's always an improvement. So I'm optimistic and think she's gonna be just fine. But last week I was like, "Yo, where's the results?" You know, but getting a little better every day. So thanks for asking, man.
Good, good.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, it's 4th of July weekend. I'm glad to be off work today and for a long weekend. And I hope everybody has a safe
one. Oh, yeah. I never know when I have off until the wife says, "Why did you get up early?" I said to go to work. She said, "You don't have to go to work."
Damn, if you didn't have her there, you would be at work.
Yeah. Before I was married, more than a couple times, I did drive it in when I worked at the warehouse and waited out front for like a half an hour and wondered why no one was there yet and the door was still locked.
Well, let me ask you this. What's a better feeling? Realizing after you do all that, that you don't have to go to work, or staying home and sleeping?
Well, obviously staying home and sleeping, but when I did it, thankfully I only lived 7 miles away from work.
Because that would be a good feeling.
Yeah.
Well, when I was younger, it wasn't that bad because I would stay up and do stuff.
You stay up and do stuff. Now you stay up and podcast with your friends.
No, now I would just grumble all the way home and go to bed.
No. I would stay up.
Yeah,
I would stay up.
There's no way I would go back to bed. I had a day off. That's a freebie, man. Okay.
Then maybe I wouldn't either. Yeah, that's right.
I don't even think I could sleep during the day if I tried. I really don't. I don't think it would be physically possible for me to even do that.
Eric, whatever language you're speaking right now, I clearly do not understand a word you're saying.
Know why? Because you need sleep, man. If you feel that strong that you need sleep, you're definitely sleep deprived.
I've felt that way my entire life. I've slept 12 plus hour days when I was young. In the summer, I know I slept literally almost half the summer away when school was off.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to like to sleep until I was able to. I had enough passive income that I could sleep whenever I wanted, and then I didn't like sleep after I slept enough.
Right. Well, and I'll take that back. I was lying. When I was in my height of skateboarding, aka my best physical shape, this was like a year after I was a cross country runner in school. When I was in the best shape of my life, I was up every morning at like 6:37, no matter what time I went to bed, and I was as soon as I got up, boom, out the door.
Really? I think that's a great way to be. I wish I had that much energy.
Same here.
Yeah. All right. You guys want to talk apps? Applications?
Yeah, talking sleep. That's for a different podcast.
Yeah, that's for
AAS. Oh, that was almost dangerous there. Yeah, all about sleep.
All right, Eric, why don't you start us off?
All right. I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to give you guys an app to find other apps. With an Indian tone to it. This is called App Mahal. Discover great apps. I just want to throw it out there. You know, we do help out people find great apps. This is a bit of a social network and find great apps at the same time. I don't know. I haven't really found a lot of great apps on this app. I would say they listen to our show and put the app. I haven't found any new apps using this app. A lot. I think every app that's on here we've brought, and a lot of them are good.
Really?
Yeah, I'll say that.
What are they, very common? Like Angry Birds? Instagram?
Yeah. I mean, there's some Temple Run and Fruit. Ooh, sorry about that. We got a microphone malfunction.
Temple there. Run and Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, they got kind of, that kind
that's
of
the
stuff.
Kind of thing that's helped some people find, huh?
But there's some more recent ones than in the screenshots that we've brought recently, you know, too.
Like?
Let me pull it up on my phone. At Mahal.
Oh, dude,
Candy
in the video.
Crush Saga.
In the video, the first guy in the video, the first split second, I swore he was standing there with his pants around his ankles.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Because his shoes are abnormally big.
That's true. Good point. He grows a pretty cool afro, though, or he turns into another guy with this.
Oh,
awesome
is that the guy
circle.
With the big orange afro?
Mm-hmm.
It's not orange. It's brown, but it's a circle. It's obviously just a circle behind his head, but it's an awesome afro.
Yes.
I like that. I like how he's wearing the Google Play symbol as a party hat, too. That's pretty cool. All right.
Yeah. So, for me, they're saying, actually, this is a little bit different than what I saw earlier. I think I might have just went to, like, tools or something. There's, like, Google Translate. That's a pretty generic one, I guess. Opus Message Center. That's one I haven't tried.
Okay.
Avast Security.
Maybe give it another shot, Eric.
Yeah. The only thing I see, like, Advanced Download Manager, Power Clean, things like that. I'm like, that's not a good suggestion. Google Now Launcher, though, that's a great suggestion.
All right. So it's mixed, you're saying. Yeah. Some good, some bad.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like there's very, like, something very innovative. This is definitely not underground. This is, like, very mainstream.
Very pops. Mainstream. Yeah. And the whole social network thing where people can suggest apps to you and become friends and get crowns and be a king of apps and stuff. I don't know.
Not into that?
Well, they should just come and listen to our show and we'll make them a king.
Well, if the developers listen to our show, they're not going to be happy with that mediocre review.
That's true. It was a very mediocre review. I'm sorry, guys. I'll have to bring them on and they can explain.
They're
going to
especially love the part where you said, maybe I was just looking at tools.
yeah.
You got any more?
Oh, yeah. This is the tank. I've got. Yes. Okay. Tom Zach helped us out on this next app. And he's always given us good apps in the Google Plus. If you're not part of the AAA club in Google Plus, join us there so you can see these soon too. Rover's Floating Launcher. Now the Galaxy Note 4 has its own built-in kind of dumb looking one that's just very blocky and very utilitarian. This one does have basically this is one of those things that has a like a hovering icon on the side and you hit it and it's shortcuts to some very commonly used apps.
Like a chat head.
Like a chat head? Yeah.
Like Facebook Messenger heads.
Yeah, I call this class of apps a side launcher.
Side launcher, yep. And not only does it go to apps, but you can also put like your home button there, your app drawer button there too. So you don't have to load it up just apps. Because the thing that comes with the Note kind of is on the side for you to use the Note one-handed. So you can easily get to your home and back button. For free, I couldn't add a back button using Rovers, but I could put a home apps store or apps drawer and Play Store in there, and it looks a lot better than the stock one for the Note.
Yeah, and I'll say I've literally sat down and thought, okay, here's the reason why I love this class of app. It's not that it saves clicks while you're launching apps, because it's the exact same number of clicks. Instead of hitting the little floating icon, you would hit home and then tap the icon on your home screen. With this, you tap the icon on the side, then you tap the app. So it's the exact same number of clicks to get into the apps, but it allows you to literally sometimes strategically launch apps in a certain manner. So when you hit the back button, you can literally go back to the other app and then back to the other app and then back to the other app.
I got what you're saying.
Yeah. I found that very, very helpful. And it literally is one of those things where now there's certain things I do in a certain pattern. Like if I find a great link, I first do it here, then I do it here, then I do it here, so I can back out and then, okay, now let me check, see if there's any updates here. There is. Okay, back out. Now I'm in this thing, like from Google Plus back to Fenix and then back to my RSS reader. And I can, you know, it's good for my workflow, if you will.
Fenix?
Phoenix, damn it.
What is it?
Phoenix. It's spelled F-E-N-I-X. I always call it Fenix, so I remember how it's spelled. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking with it.
But what is it, though?
It's a Twitter client.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Hey, and this is by ShizTech, which is a great name for an app developer.
That is a great
that
name.
That is.
All right, my next one is, this one comes from the attic, but this is a major update. This is called Google Play Music. Google Play Music just today, if you haven't done your updates on your apps, just today introduced a free radio station service to Google Play Music, which is Songza.
What are they competing, obviously, with Apple Music, who just released all that stuff?
Right. Okay. Now, this has been in the works for a long time, because we were going to have Songza on the show right before Google bought them, or a large part of them. And really? then they got back to me and said, "Yeah, we can't do it now. We get this thing going." So it was probably a year in the making. Songza is still my favorite radio station app. I use it anytime I listen to music, I'm on Songza.
Really?
I've got my favorite station.
What's so good about it?
No commercials, high quality audio, and the curated radio stations are spot on.
Okay, well, I need you to explain this to me, Eric, because I have Google Play Music, okay? Yep. Mm-hmm. I did not ever do the 30-day trial thing or pay for the monthly subscription, but you can still pay for the subscription, right? The $9.99 a month for unlimited music, everything?
Yep.
Okay, so what's the difference?
These are curated radio stations. Like if you go into there, it'll ask, it kind of has your moods. Songza did the same thing. Now, the bad thing is Google Play Music has ads. I haven't really listened to it to hear the ads, but that's more ads than Songza, because Songza had no ads.
Okay, well, Alfie, here's one of the things that I did. I know it was coming. I saw an update. I opened the app. I saw these fruity-looking icons at the top with these bad-looking graphics in it, in my opinion, and I scrolled down, and then I started to see my songs, and it said play this station. What? Okay, so I clicked my song. First thing it did was play an ad, like an 8 second, 10 second ad, and then it started to play that song that I knew I already owned. And then meetings happened, phone calls happened, picked up the wife, drive home, go to kids behavior therapist meeting after that, go get my son another Minecraft book, get son, go out to eat, come home, come downstairs, be on the cat. So I haven't had a chance to play after that. So what songs is it going to play after that? Is it going to play similar, like, category style songs that I don't own?
I don't know that, because I didn't do that. I did not scroll down. I hit one of the cheesy looking icons and went to, like, I think it was, I was like, I just wanted to see how similar it was to songs. So I hit like brand new music, and then it gives you another choice of like five other things to pick from, and then you pick one of them. Okay, I saw that. Yes, that's much like Songza. So then I started, I'm like, well, you know what? This is a lot like Songza. Let me search for my favorite radio stations and see if they're exactly the same, and I can just listen to them here if I need to, if I want to. If Songza goes away, are they available? My favorite Songza station is songs from Apple commercials.
Still?
Somehow, songs from Apple commercials did not show up in the Google Play Music.
Yeah. Wow.
But they did have, so my next one, I can't say that this is my favorite or anything, but I do sometimes find myself listening to a station called The Worst Songs of All Time Radio. And honestly, if you listen to that, you're going to be wondering, you know what? Maybe there's something wrong with me, because some of these songs really are not, I wouldn't consider the worst of all time. So I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I assume it's the same as the song, so one, but it has a little blurb underneath it describing the station, and it says, having too good a day, house party too crowded, throw on this playlist of the worst songs of all time, one hit wonders, novelty tracks, and singles we hid in the attic. We're ashamed to say that we still like some of these. I'm almost guaranteeing if you try it, you'll like some too. If it, the worst songs of all time station.
Well, the thing with a one hit wonder was it must have been a damn good song because it was their hit. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know, like I think of like bands like the Presidents of the United States of America. You know, like Peaches. Who doesn't like Peaches by those guys? You know.
Right. Exactly. And who doesn't like Peaches in general?
True.
I don't like Harry Fruit. Freaks me out.
Yeah, he's kind of weird.
Yeah, good point.
All right, I got another one here. It's called, yes. This isn't, you know, no big deal. Basically, if you guys listen to this show, you probably are techies and you like stuff, tech stuff and gadgets and stuff. So this is called Gizmodo US. So basically, it's a app way to get to the Gizmodo site and check out their reviews of different new tech.
I haven't heard Gizmodo in a long time.
Yeah, I think this app's fairly new. And for some reason, I didn't have it before. It seems like I would have, but it's Gizmodo US. And I'm not sure if they have Gizmodo Europe and other ones. Scrolling down, I think this is an AOL company, if I remember right now. It's by Pocket Loud Media.
That would explain a lot if it's owned by AOL.
They are?
I don't know, but it would explain a lot.
Well, they're not doing a very good marketing job. There's only 10,000 to 50,000 installs.
Oh. The featured app from Pocket Loud Media is MKBHD Quality Tech Videos. So it's nothing but his videos.
Huh.
Gizmodo, Droid Life, Like Hacker US, Techno Buffalo, Pocket Now. Yeah, this is a company that does a lot of stuff.
Okay.
I think TechCrunch also was bought by AOL, if I remember right, too. So I'm not sure. MKHB, if you haven't tried that out, check that dude out. Okay. And I think that's my tank. That's my tank.
Nice tank.
That's my tank. It's okay.
It's a beautiful tank.
Thanks.
All right, Dora, you're up.
Okay, next, this first one I'm going to bring is like the bottom of the barrel of the games for this week, but it's still really good looking. Bad name, okay? Dominations, Dominations.
I think it's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
Well, you know, okay. Great,
for, it's a cool for name. A Domino's game, that's really... Oh,
right. This is a real-time strategy game in like Command and Conquer-esque, if you will. Or I believe Sid Meier's Civilization, if maybe. I don't know. I might be talking about there. But good-looking game. One of those things that, to be honest, takes a while. Build up your forces. Build up your economy. Build up your civilization. Build up your technology. Then attack is basically what it is. Good looking game, I will say, to me, better, much better than average looking game. Rated E for everyone 10 and up, completely free. You know, can't beat free.
You can't. It looks great. Graphics are cool.
Yeah, absolutely. The average graphic quality of games is going through the roof until you download this game. Must deliver. Must deliver by Cherry Pick Games, rated T for teen, completely free, if not mistaken, game. It's hard for me to explain this game, except it's an endless runner type game where they like open the gate and then you have to run, pick up these green things, avoid the zombies. The green things are power-ups where once you get a couple of them, you can basically like let go and you'll do like super power maneuvers, like completely annihilating enemies.
I like how he sticks out his foot for like a kick and he just moves with his foot out, destroys everybody with his foot.
Yeah. This is definitely a different type game. Like the very first guy I was, it was like a crazy power punch. Like he would like hulk up for a second and then just throw his arm out and just run and just bow, 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 bow. So there's a whole bunch of different characters you can get with different powers, different attributes.
The game icon for this is just crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Macho Man crossed with an Asian martial artist guy. Like
4-bit.
Oh yeah, that definitely low. Okay. This next one, it's a mockument. It's like a mocking type game, but I don't care. It was actually still a good game called Stellar Trek instead of Star Trek. This, and it's rated E for everyone, again, completely free. This is like the old Star Trek simulator for, I believe, the NES, maybe?
I don't know.
One of those old systems where you have a top-down look at your ship. You have to fly around, defend yourself, shoot, repair your ship, get resources, go to the star base kind of thing. If you're a fan of the classic Star Trek, the one that had, morals and ethics and, you know, stuff like that, then you might like this.
Hey, Steve.
You mean as opposed to the movies, the J.J. Abrams movies?
The split second he said, yeah, I didn't really like the original show because there's a lot of story involved in them.
He said that?
Yes, he did.
Hey, Steve, real quick, are you listening with speakers?
Oh, are you getting feedback?
A little bit of echo. I just wanted to...
Thanks for letting me know. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Getting a little lazy. All right.
Okay. Next one is a stub game, if you will, and I'm bringing it up for a side reason. This is actually a repeat out of the attic called Tales from the Borderlands. This is a accompaniment game for Borderlands on PC, Mac, and Linux. Super ridiculously popular game.
Door, Borderlands was the game I was trying to come up to describe the graphic version, the graphics of that game you had earlier in this week. Wasn't it Borderlands?
No, maybe not. This looks better. The main reason I'm bringing it up is right now on the Humble Bundle, I believe for the next couple of days, you can go and basically buy everything from Borderlands 1, Borderlands 2, all the downloadable content, which is literally like a $200 value or whatever for $8. So it's a good time to cash in and get some games to play for later when you're bored kind of thing.
Have you played those games? I've never played a Borderlands game or any.
I played, I believe it was Borderlands pre-sequel, maybe it was called, on Linux. I get what the game is. I'm not a huge fan of first person shooters, but it definitely seemed like it was fun.
Okay.
What I'm gonna bring next, now we're out of the game loop finally. This is kind of like the side launcher genre of app, but this is a widget overlayer. It's called Overlays-Float Everywhere. This allows you to basically have a widget permanently floating over everything else on your screen. You can resize it and move it anywhere on the screen at any time, or you can hide it and then launch it from a side menu. Perfect use case for this is, what if you want to have your turn-by-turn navigation up, but at the same time, you want to have your music player or podcast player controls right there at the exact same time. That kind of use case is hard to find something to fill the need, so we can use overlays to fill that need.
So you overlay a whole app on top of another one?
A widget on top of a app or a screen. Really quick before I forget, sorry. Tales from Borderlands, mature 17 and up rating, $4.99. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. Overlays, of course, everyone, E for everyone, completely free.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I mean, some people might want stuff overlaid on top of YouTube videos, turn-by-turn navigation, or, you know, maybe Ingress or something. This could... fill that need.
It says it will float your boat in the description.
Exactly. This one I want to bring out really quick, just called, I think it has a great name, Kronos Day Scheduler. For someone who's extremely OCD about making sure they have everything planned out before ahead of time kind of thing, this to me looks like it fills the need good, because that's what it does. It basically, you can fully map out your entire day.
Nice.
Of tasks that you need to get done. Simple, does one thing, does it well. Chronos Day Scheduler by Infinity Mobile. E for everyone, completely free.
That's nice, because I just found an Asus Zen something or other scheduler that I was trying to install, and it wouldn't install on my device. So I will give this one a try. It looks similar.
Yeah, there's like 30 Asus apps in the Google Play Store that are specifically designed for Asus phones. Kind of like the Keys Player scenario for Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to install it on a non-Samsung device, same kind of thing. This one, Eric, I brought explicitly for you.
Aww.
It's called Tapet, T-A-P-E-T, Infinite Wallpaper. E for everyone, completely free, and G to download.
Ooh, this looks, off the bat, it looks a lot like my Minima one that I like.
Well, it is, but what this does, it looks like, is it uses, basically, I'll say, math to algorithmically make wallpapers. So the likelihood of having the exact same wallpaper between any two users should be pretty low.
It's in the same style as Minima. I will definitely give this a try. Is there any parallax or anything going on with these, or is it just the background wallpapers?
I don't think there's any parallax, which, to be honest, to me, parallax has its place. I'm not sure. I'm sorry, doctor, if it's with home screen desktop wallpapers. I said it.
What would it be then? Games? Gaming?
Games, future gaming? When you want to immerse yourself in some augmented reality type thing, yes.
I think parallax is perfect as a wallpaper. I'm just saying.
Well, I personally terrified of overusing my battery, so I don't do it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. This next I'm going to bring, it is a, okay, I'm bringing this up for another reason. This is called Octodroid. Everyone, free to install. This is a app dedicated for Git. Okay. G-I-T. G-I-T is a file repository.
That sounded so nasty right there. They're like, I don't know if we can even say that on the podcast. Octodroid had something to do with Git, and this sounds dirty.
Git is a file repository system to help you control file revisions, forks, and merges of files. This is specifically for GitHub, so this also helps you manage your GitHub account. If you are a GitHub user in any way, this could quote unquote should be helpful to you in your day-to-day daily grind on the stuff you have to do on GitHub. And I really bring it up because Google just announced a GitHub competitor that I believe is launching or just launched. Can't remember what it's called, but competition is good. I love competition. It's going to be hard to overtake the popularity right now that GitHub has. So good luck. Can't believe I'm saying good luck to Google.
Would you use this door? Do you have things going on? Okay.
I would never use GitHub. I would use GitTorius instead of GitHub. GitHub is basically closed source implementation of the Git ecosystem. GitTorius is a free and open Floss GPL'd instance of Git with all the revisioning information. On GitHub, your stuff is all public for free. Then you have to pay for it to become private. GitTorius, I believe, for free, you can do either private or public. But once you get past a certain size of repository, you have to pay.
Okay.
So I'm a GitTorius kind of guy. If I had something important enough that people had to collaborate on that was text-based, I would use it. But, you know, nobody likes me. Everyone hates me. I might as well eat a can of worms.
If I had any knowledge to donate to you in your project, I would, but I don't know anything.
I tell you, I talked for months and months and months about I would love to do a Podnuts game, but no one ever said, let's get this thing started or anything. So, you know, I don't do nothing. I just do audio shows, which are...
I can come up with some trivia questions to go to that game, but as far as coding...
No. That's Steve C. and the old idea of a game show on Podnuts. Hmm. That's different.
Okay.
That would have been interesting. A lot of work, but it would have been interesting.
It could have been a hell of a lot of work, but it also could have been a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah. And hoping it would have been a hell of a lot of profitability.
Yeah.
Is that your tank?
I'm going to leave the other stuff on the floor.
Nice tank. Cool, guys. Dor, did you want to say anything to the folks before we end this show off?
Thank you, everyone, for all the support on every interface you use, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Google+, downloading the shows, donating directly to Podnuts via the PayPal link, using Amazon affiliate link, eBay affiliate link, talking about us, buying swag. Anything that you guys do to support us, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm thankful of it all. Thank you.
Awesome. Eric?
I want to give a shout out to US Cellular, who never let me know, but I'm losing my unlimited data in October, they told me, when I was in the store the other day.
Like, well, they did let you know.
No, you didn't get the email? I'm like, no, I didn't get the email. So who's breaking the contract here? Yeah. So they're like, oh, well, but you only use, oh, wait, you use a lot.
Wait a minute. It's a contract, right?
Yeah, no. I thought it's a contract on my side, no, probably not on theirs. But I said, well, that was 24-month offer only.
That's super lame, dude.
I know. I'm like,
how
I'm
many
like,
gigs are you going to get? Huh? Five?
I'm going to probably look around for another carrier, even though I'm not sure that I can find one that works here. I just kind of played that game with them. I'm like, you know what? You're going to stop offering unlimited data, and then some other company's going to start, because one of you guys is always going to offer it, and then you all jump on the bandwagon, you all bail at the same time. I've seen this come and go before.
Good, man. Good luck with that.
Yeah, he was really pushy. He wanted my wife to get a smartphone. She didn't want one. She didn't want a smartphone, because she didn't want to pay for data, especially data that's capped, 2 gigs or whatever.
Man. She needs to be enlightened, and then it's your job to do that.
I gave her my Nexus 7, my good Nexus 7. She enjoys that.
Wow. That's love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look what I'm stuck with. Old bumpy back.
All right. So did you say anything to the folks?
Oh, I only said one thing. Yeah, I only said things to the folks at USA. Hey, thanks for listening. Basically everything Dor said. Buying swag. I need to buy a new hat.
Hey, Eric, really quick before you go, are you going to make it to CompTIA ChannelCon this year, August 3rd through August 5th in Chicago at the Hilton?
I'm going to get up there. I'm going to get up there.
Okay.
I can't tell you for sure which day yet. I'd like it to be, I'll probably end up driving up there Tuesday night, because I really can't miss my meeting Tuesday night, but it'll be after that meeting, so it'll be kind of late. So I'll, just as you're closing down the bar, I'll give you a ride back to the hotel or whatever.
That should be interesting. Cool, man. Well, thank you guys. Good shows. Hope everybody enjoyed it. My name is Steve Cherubino. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.